Hi there, this is Dominic Denholm of Monarch. Our new record, Beyond the Blue Skies, in this week's spotlight on Sideways Through Sound. I'll be guest programming on this week's show, playing some tunes that were important during the writing and recording of our new album. So the first tune is entitled Hey Denise, from a group called Ilion. They recorded an album in 1977 called Love Me Crazy, which was a lost gem of the 1970s until Anthology Recordings picked it up and reissued it. It's a tune that's chock full of everything we really like. Guitar harmonies, it's got cool rhythm. Overall, just super, super cool arrangement. Definitely of the era, power pop, late 1970s, but some semi-progressive playing as well. Some more musical moments, definitely, for sure, during the tune. But still under 3 minutes, still pop. Got a cool lo-fi quality to the recording, too. Just adds to its charm. I don't know. Super cool song. Check it out. Hey, Denise. Hey Denise by Ilion. I'm Dominic Denholm of Monarch. I'm guest programming this week's spotlight selections on Sideways Through Sound, playing a few tunes that are important to us during the writing and recording of our new album, Beyond the Blue Sky, which is in the spotlight on this week's show. Next tune I'd like to play is How Does It Make You Feel by Once and Future Band out of Oakland, California. Had the chance to play with these guys a few years back, and it was great. At the time, they had a EP self-titled out, and then they later released a self-titled full-length album of different material, which this track is from. It's a great record. Great production, awesome arrangements. Not one song feels really out of place. Cool combination of styles, pop meets prog meets fusion. Like if Beach Boys met or jammed with Weather Report, probably be... would sound something like Once and Future Band. These guys have all played in bands that we looked up to in the past. Drunk Horse, Howlin' Rain, Plains of Satori, Danny James. Yeah, all pretty badass stuff. These dudes are legends. So yeah, here it is. How Does It Make You Feel by Once and Future Band. That was How Does It Make You Feel by Once and Future Band. I'm Dominic Denholm of Monarch. I'm guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. Playing a few tunes that are important to us during the writing and recording of our new record, Beyond the Blue Sky, which is in the spotlight on this week's show. Next tune I'd like to play is one from Steve Hillage off his record Green, song entitled Palm Trees. Steve Hillage is primarily known for his lengthy space age prog rock epics, but this tune, it seems like he took an opportunity to return to something a little bit more straightforward and traditional. It's a great combination of taking those tones from something like the Glorious Ohm riff or anything from Fish Rising, but applying it to something just more straightforward, more of like a pop song. This song, I would say, was more of a direct influence on me than anyone else in the group. I was listening to it a lot during the tracking of the record, taking influence from the sparkly guitar tones and trying to embellish on them by adding delays, phasers, and flangers, whatever I can to kind of wash out the sound. So, yeah, Palm Trees by Steve Hillage.
Time.
That was Steve Hillage with Palm Trees. I'm Dominic Denholm of Monarch, guest programming on this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. Handpicking a few tunes that were important during the writing and recording of our new album, Beyond the Blue Sky, which is in the spotlight on this week's show. The last track going to be playing here is from our band Aphrodite's Child, entitled The Four Horsemen. Hailing from Greece, active during the late 1960s into the early 1970s. Made a handful of killer records. Most notable, though, is the album 666, which this track is from. Led by keyboard player Vangelis in production and concept. It's plain and simple, a massive record. As far as everything sounds, it's perfect. It's incredibly clear. Everything's seamless. Nothing stands out of place. It's a great blend of super experimental moments and then some other moments which you can really sing along to and catch a tune. So here it is, Four Horsemen by Aphrodite's Child.
Thank you.
That was the Four Horsemen from Aphrodite's Child. This is Dominic Denholm of Monarch. Been guest programming on this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. Been playing a few tunes that have influenced the writing, recording of our new record, Beyond the Blue Sky. Going to be leaving you with one last track from the record itself. This tune is entitled Counterpart. Thanks for listening.